Well, hello and welcome. This is Kendi Foster. I'm so glad you joined me today for another intimate conversation with one of the planet's most powerful healers, in my opinion. We are doing these shows for you. You know, so many of you have told me that you've had chronic illnesses that have been with you for many, many years. And as I've learned in my own healing journey over the years, is that if we have the will, if we have the courage, if we have the wisdom and understanding that we need, we can heal just about anything. So healing is a journey, as you'll hear me say many times. It's a quest that we get on, and it's there for a reason. You know, pain is an indicator that something's off. And something's not working. We can either deny it, pretend it's not there. We can maybe, you know, do something to distract ourselves. Or we can eventually, if the pain gets strong enough, we can address it. You know, I've found over the years, the universe will give us a little tap. You know, something's off. You get something, a little pain in your body, something's off. You can pay attention to it at that level and heal it. That's good. Or if you don't, then you get a little bigger tap. And if you don't pay attention to it, then you get a 2x4 over the head. Something chronic is going to happen, or something life-changing may happen for you so that you really get what you need to get. All healing is, in my opinion, a test. We go through these tests. They help us, you know, healing the body, the mind, the spirit, the emotions, the soul. It all helps us to grow, evolve, and step into our potential. So I hope you're enjoying these shows. And my hope also is that you'll share them with people that you know that have tried a lot of different things but just haven't figured it out yet. I'm here to help you figure it out. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we do, we will be right back with our guest. All right. Well, we are here with my very special guest, Arnaud Garan. Arnaud, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, you and I have known each other for a long time, and I've seen you work what a lot of people could consider miraculous healings that helped others to heal themselves. And so it's just a blessing to have you here today. My audience, some of them don't know you, so let me introduce you formally to them. Arnaud Garan was raised by two deaf crack addicts and left for dead at age 22. After healing himself, he created programs to show others exactly how to do the same. He is the inventor of the Garan Technique, a scientifically proven method to permanently release any old emotion, trauma, current triggers, or repetitive negative thinking. He is the founder of the Arnaud Garan Seminars and has changed the lives of thousands of people all over the world. Arnaud is also a successful author and holds many certifications in the fields of wellness with over 25 years experience teaching personal transformation, health and wellness, and so much more. All right. Like I said in the preamble there, healing is a journey. Let's talk about your journey in the beginning. As I said, you're with a couple crack addicts, but that was just the beginning of the story. The real story is how you healed yourself. How'd you do that?
Well, it all comes down to following the guidance of the universe, as you alluded to earlier, Ken. And as I asked for help, I began to receive it. And books came to me, courses came to me, and I consumed them. And at some point, I just started living on my credit cards and reading books 12 hours, 14 hours a day. I just read books nonstop. I'd wake up and start reading. I'd read when I was eating, and I would always be studying, it seemed, all the time. And over many months of studying, I began to see how the body's designed. And after a couple of years of studying, I began to see how the mind is designed. And in putting those pieces together, I was able to fix myself. And I desperately wanted to share with other people what I had understood, what I had figured out. And I saw right from the beginning that it was my job to put everything together into a step-by-step program, because nothing like that had ever come into existence before. All these books were sort of mishmash and all over the place. And one book's on this topic and another book's on another topic, and they're just not cohesive. So I put together a cohesive program.
Well, your story is a lot like mine. I didn't know that. You know, when I first woke up in 1992, between 1992 and 1997, I read over 500 books. And I, like you, lived on my credit cards for a couple of years, you know, because I couldn't get enough of the wisdom that I was reading, that for some reason I never found it. Like you said, there was so much out there, but I had never found it, and I'm glad you found it. So that's good. So let me ask you this, man. So, you know, mind, body, emotions, it seems to me like the body is kind of it kind of shows us whether the mind and emotions are off. It's just, that's kind of my take on it. What's your take on that?
I think any health problem can have a physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual root cause. So sometimes when the body is off, it's because there is an emotional or a mental cause, which is exactly what you're talking about. But I don't think it's only mental and emotional causes. I think we also have physical causes. In fact, I think 80% of people's health challenges in America have a physical root cause, and maybe 20% have an emotional, mental, or spiritual root cause. However, it's really common for someone to have an ailment and not consider it might be emotional, mental, or spiritual at its cause. And it's important to know that what you're talking about is scientifically accepted as fact now. You can look up ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, and see that over 20 years of research has shown that trauma in childhood causes health problems in adulthood.
Well, yeah, I had a fellow on my other show, Voices of Courage, not too long ago, and he was saying that 80% of all disease comes from emotional issues. So whatever the percentage, we're talking, it's a large percentage. And when you're talking about the physical side, because I think I'd really like to get the twist on that, are we talking about, you know, the foods we put in our bodies, the chemicals that we have in our homes, or the pollution we have in our air and our water? And what is that, the 80% that you're talking about right now?
It's a great question. So there's one law of how the body works, which is if you take all the toxins out and put all the nutrients in, the body will fix itself. And ironically, that's also true for emotional, mental, and spiritual health and well-being. And it really is the rule of human evolution. Get all the poisons out, put all the good things in that you need, the essential nutrients. So yeah, air pollution, pollution that's in our food, toxicity, chemicals, all those things are part of what create the toxicity in our body. What we're eating actually creates the largest amount of toxicity in the body. And then there's putting in the essential nutrients. And most people are not hitting those nutrients that they need, and they're not getting them from their food. And they're not generally being told by anyone that the reason they're not well is because their intestines have 20 pounds of rotting old poop, some of it, you know, from when they were a child, and their liver and gallbladder are full of stones, and that they can flush them out and clean them out naturally. And so then they just go on their merry way with all those things continuing.
Unfortunately, that's true. And I run across a lot of clients over the years that are just, you know, they're really following Western medicine models. And, you know, I try to tell them, you know, there's a lot of really great doctors out there. In fact, I have one, you know, I have two in my life, actually several now, and I'm thinking about them in my life that are MDs, and they're all, you know, a few of them are naturopaths, and you know, they look at things differently, and they realize that a lot of times the Western model of going in and cutting out the gallbladder is maybe not the highest and best choice, or maybe, you know, going in for some people and using that, you know, immediately when somebody says they're getting chemo right now, my heart always drops because I know that the cure rate for that is not as high as it is when you start to nurture the body back to health, you start eating right, you start putting in the right nutrition, you start changing the mindset. What's your take on that? Why is so many people stuck on this old Western medical model?
Well, you'd have to go all the way back to the history of medicine and how Western medicine became the monopoly that it became for such a long time until alternative medicine finally took a foothold, and see that they did a really great job of marketing and basically discrediting any other form of medicine until it was the only thing that people looked to, you know, when they had a health problem. And then alternative medicine has come around, and you know, starting in the 80s, really to become somewhat respected. But I think when you look at alternative medicine, you'll see that, again, like the books I studied, it's a mishmash of try this method, try that method, and there isn't a comprehensive program. And a lot of practitioners will say, well, my thing is the thing, and if you just do my thing, you'll be fine. But then their thing doesn't address everything, because unless you're taking a holistic approach and looking at the person physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and then have tools to address any and all root causes they might have, then you're not going to be able to actually help everyone with just one super good tool. So how often have you or anyone that's watching found a practitioner that will take that approach, that mentality, and not be attached to a specific method that they love, but have a whole huge toolbox and then address the whole person? It's not that common yet. And so then if you're not getting the results you want from alternative medicine, what else can you do? I think that's where a lot of people are.
Well, I think we live in a society where everybody's specialized. You know, you have an emotional, a person that deals only with emotions. You have somebody that deals, you know, with the soul, the spirit, purpose, and, you know, those areas. You got somebody that's dealing only with the mind. So you're right. There's a lot of specialists. And like you said, you know, sometimes they get into that place where my way is the one way to heal you. And if you, you know, if you go my way, you'll heal everything. I personally haven't found that. Like I said, when I started the show, for me, in my clients, healing's always been a quest. It's not something you go and get a quick fix. It's something that you learn to evolve yourself, evolve your thinking, evolve what you're putting in your body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's a quest. It's not that way. So, has that been your experience? I guess it has, because you just said that. That's why you're doing that. So let me ask you this then. Have you ever helped anybody that nobody else could heal?
That's literally my ideal client description, or it was for a long time. Those were pretty much the only clients I had for a long time. I constantly was being sought out and found by people that have tried everything and nothing ever worked for them. And, you know, after helping quite a number of people like that, I realized I should start teaching. And that's what happened in 2004 when I started teaching. Most recently, I was doing a webinar just this month, and someone showed up at the end who said that she had been depressed and suicidal, waking up wanting to kill herself every day for decades, and that she had studied everything that you can think of, NLP, hypnotherapy, and she named, you know, I've tried everything, she said. And she said, I just want to tell everyone that, you know, what Arnaud is saying and what he's doing actually works, because now I cannot get this smile off of my face. I'm happy all the time. And I talked to my friends who are healers, and they don't know what this is or how this works. And I said, well, I've never met you, Willow. So, you know, when did you take my course? And she said, well, actually, I've just had 7 sessions with one of your coaches. but I felt better after the very first session. And by the way, I was homeless for 3 years. And during the session, we erased the root cause of why I was homeless from my mind. And the very next day, I received a phone call, and now I'm in this house. And money just keeps coming to me. I don't have money struggles anymore. And I just wanted to tell everyone, you know, that what you're doing works, and give you your kudos. And I was like, oh my God. So I went and looked up who her coach was. And it was someone that took my course in just February of this year. So we're talking like less than 9 months ago. And she herself was suicidal. And 6 months into it, wrote this amazing testimonial about how she's not, posted it in our Facebook group, and how she's happy and she's coaching other people and she's excited for her life. And that woman, you know, had been around the block. You know, she's in her 50s or 60s. I couldn't tell for sure. And no one was ever able to help her until she met one of my coaches who used my methods.
Wow. Well, listen, I got to take a break. We come back, though. I want to talk to you about maybe the biggest stopper for people to heal. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm with my special guest, Arnaud Garan. And Arnaud, if you don't know Arnaud, he's been in the healing field for over 25 years. He's had great success with thousands of individuals, probably tens of thousands by now, that have really changed their the ways they eat, the ways they exercise, what they put in their mind, what they put in their soul. And he has specific programs to help people to quick start this healing process. All right, Arnaud. Number one factor that blocks people from getting healthy.
You know, people tell me, I don't want to change my diet. And I tell them, you don't have to. I never tell anyone to change their diet. But what I do with people is I educate them. I teach them how the body works and how the mind works. Then they do what they want with it. And erasing judgment is a big part of the program. You don't want to walk through life judging yourself or anyone else for whatever lifestyle choices you might make. So what is really the biggest block to people healing themselves? It starts with the fact that they don't really know. They don't have the education and knowledge of how the body and mind work. And they live inside of a belief system that there's nothing that can be done. That they already know what there is to know and what there is to do, and that there isn't anything to do. Every doctor that I went to when I was really sick and dying told me there was nothing that could be done. The reason I'm not dead is because I didn't believe them. I would sit across from them at their desk, and they would say, there's nothing we can do about it. You're already on the strongest medication. You're just going to have to learn to live with the pain. And I would think to myself, just because you don't know what there is to do doesn't mean there isn't a way for me to get better. It just means that you don't know. And I never believed someone just because they had a degree or wore a certain type of clothing or anything. I continued to look for my answers until I found them. And that mentality that I'm going to find the answers and I'm going to work on it until I do is what's required. And if people don't even have the openness to listen when someone has the answers, how are they ever going to have it? I can't tell you how many people think that there's nothing that can be done. And I'm sitting here with the answers and I can't even give them the answers because they don't want to know.
Yeah. So first step is letting go of judgment and what I'm hearing and having a open, receptive mind. That's like first basic step. So I think you've covered that well. I'm wondering if there's anything else that stops people besides that open mind. I mean, you know, I think fear, I think there's a lack of courage in the world, you know, and fear from my understanding, from my practice and my decades of meditation, you know, when we're disconnected from our source, that's when fear can be there. When we're connected to our source, there is no fear. Can't live in the same space. What's your thought on that?
I think that a lot of people have unconscious blockages to success. They have fear, they have anger, they have sadness that are really sourced by thoughts, beliefs that inside of them block them from their success. And a lot of those blocks are around their health. So if someone has a fear that they're going to die or that they're going to get sick, that fear is going to manifest itself unless they go inside and erase it. And then they'll create something different. So how can someone be open-minded to a new possibility of great health and learn how to achieve that if in their unconscious mind, they have this big fear that says, there's nothing I can do. I'm just going to have to die. There's no one can help me. How can they hear someone sharing the answers if they have that filtering everything they're seeing and hearing in life? What we need to do then is go inside and erase those things. So when I teach the body, I teach the mind as well. It's included because people need to erase their blockages to success. And I can give you an example if you want.
Please do. Yeah.
So I was doing a webinar one time and this gal said that she's 290 pounds. And every time she gets down to 250 pounds, she feels panic. What is that? That is an unconscious program that gets activated or triggered by a certain stimulus. In this case, the stimulus was getting too thin and it started to trigger her panic. And then that program activated and turned on and became part of her reality until she gained more weight and then it would turn it back off. So what to do? Erase the panic. So I one time coached this woman on during the course. It was day three of my course on erasing negative emotions. And I'm asking for a volunteer. And she finally comes up and says she wants to erase something, but doesn't want to tell us what it is. So we start erasing it. And it's pretty obvious as we erase it that her stepmom or her mom got married and her stepdad raped her. And then her mom told her, there's nothing I can do about it. I need his money. And she was so pissed off and so angry and so afraid. And we erased everything. And there's people in the audience crying and so on. Well, 2 months later, she comes back to the next course and, you know, comes up on stage to share with everybody what happened. And during that 2 months, she lost 20 pounds. The thing was, whenever she started to lose weight, all those negative emotions from that trauma would start coming up. And then she would just run and eat, in her words, tons of ice cream and gain all the weight. But once we erased the trauma, not that she didn't remember what happened, we erased the anger, the fear, all the negative emotion and all the negative thoughts. Once we did that, when she started losing weight, it didn't trigger anything. In fact, she said she didn't even try to lose weight. It just came off on its own. She also didn't have to take her 800 milligrams of painkiller anymore because her pain went away, which is kind of an amazing byproduct.
Very good. Well, listen, on the screen, we just put up your website there, arnogaranseminars.com. And for my audio audience, that's arnogaranseminars.com. Arno, when they go to your site, what are they going to find?
Right now, there's three free gifts you can obtain. You can talk to a coach for free, and in 30 minutes, they're going to erase something that's blocking you from what you want to achieve in life or some trauma, emotional pain, something you want to get rid of. If you're plagued by anxiety, talk to one of my coaches and get rid of that. You can also attend a free webinar, and you can also get my latest book for free, The Magical Manifesting Guidebook, where I teach the rules of manifesting and why people can't manifest what they want sometimes.
Well, I'm glad I asked that. That was a great question. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. When we get back, you've touched on this, but I want to really take a deeper dive on this, on how the body and the mind actually work. And, you know, can anybody change? All right, we'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I hope you're enjoying this series called Heal It. It's very special to me, and it's part of my life purpose to put that out in the world to you. I hope you'll tell your family and friends about this. That's how we grow. Be sure to visit our YouTube page. And also, you can, of course, tell Siri, Alexa, or Cortana to play Heal It, and they will play it for you. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to get back with my guest, Arno Garan. Here we are. All right, Arno, let me answer this next question. You know, that's the deep dive. How does a mind and body really work? And really, can anybody heal, or is it just for certain people?
Well, that's a great double question. So first of all, anyone can heal. A fundamental belief that I have that I invite you to consider is that there's no such thing as an incurable disease. And that belief to me is very supportive and based in love, not based in fear. And if you hold that belief, then of course anyone can heal themselves of anything. And from that mindset, we continue to find answers for random difficult challenges that people find that maybe we didn't already have the tools for, and just continue to expand our toolbox. Now, to how does the mind and body work? I gave you the fundamental. Get all the bad out, put all the good in. But there's a little bit more to it. For everything, there's up and down, in and out, hot and cold, black and white. And with the body, there's internal and external. So internal is nutrition and detoxification, right? Food, what you're putting in, supplements, juices, what you're taking out, detoxification. But physically or externally, we can say that there's stretching, yoga, to release the acid that gets built up from strength building and cardio and other exercises that might produce lactic acid. So there's yang and yin for everything. The mind is the same thing. There's the conscious mind and there's the unconscious mind. There's the external, the conscious mind, what you're consciously aware of. Then there's what's inside that's programmed in there that you may not think about or know about or even have any awareness of at all that's running in the background, just like how there's tons of stuff happening on your computer without you knowing. It's just doing its job. We think 50,000 thoughts every single day, according to Brian Tracy. But how many of those do we actually hear in our head? Not very many. So most of the thoughts that are occurring inside of us are just happening automatically. Or we can say that there's a lot that's stored inside of us, like on file folders on our computer, which we call unconscious programming. So it's the same thing, though. You're going to choose consciously what you want to believe and let go of beliefs that don't serve you. And unconsciously, you're going to go inside and delete the files or the code written into the files that you don't like and don't want, that are manifesting a reality that you don't love, and replace them with coding that you write that creates a reality that you do love. So the fundamental principles are the same all across the board. The tricky part is knowing how to do these things. I mean, how do you get the plaque out of your intestines? How do you go inside and change the coding in the unconscious mind? That's what training is for.
It's a really good question. I'm dying to hear how I can get the plaque out of my body, but not on this one. All right. Listen, I do know that you provide some really unique you have the ability to help people to heal themselves with very long-term chronic diseases. I'm thinking of a person that I just found out yesterday, a family member has, within the last 2 months, she's had two strokes. She's had a diagnosis of diabetes. She didn't know. She's been told that she has brain cancer. Then she was told that wasn't really brain cancer, it's something else. And now she's been told she's got stage 4 small cell melanoma, or not melanoma, small cell cancer throughout her body. All right, somebody like that, if they come to you, what do you do with them?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, I'm not a medical doctor. I've never claimed to be, and I don't actually heal anybody because that word is copyrighted by the American Medical Association. I am, however, a minister. And what I would do with someone like that is I would give them what's called a medical intuitive reading, and then design a program for them based on the root causes that we find through the reading. So let's say that her root causes are 70% mental and 10% emotional and 20% physical. Okay, then what is the mental root cause? Then we would develop a program to address them. What's the emotional root cause? We would develop steps to address that. We have tools for that, which are different than tools for the mind. And then we would address the physical root cause with the correct tools for that. What if in her 20% of the root cause being physical, it's 100% mercury poisoning? Well, there's a specific cleanse that's the only safe one I know of for heavy metal poisoning. Well, what if it's not that? What if the 20% of the physical root cause is that she just has acid buildup from a toxic diet and lifestyle? Well, then we would do an alkalizing program with the cleanse to remove the acid. So you would find the correct root cause and then create a program to resolve it. And if you think about it logically, if you do that and you're accurate at finding the root cause and your tools for addressing them are useful and work with every person every time, then the result should be that every single person will achieve the results they want, which means their symptoms will go away because you've addressed the reason why they have them in the first place.
Well, the biggest challenge, I believe, in medical science today is that we're treating symptoms and we're not getting to the root cause. So how do we get to the root cause?
When I teach health, there's three different overall strategies that I recommend that you follow. One of them is medical intuition, which is the fastest and best. And Carolyn Mace, in her book, Anatomy of the Spirit, said it's scientifically proven to be more accurate than any scientific testing. The second thing to do, which I teach in my intermediate course, and I teach medical intuition in my advanced courses. In the intermediate courses, I teach bioenergetic testing, also known as kinesiology or muscle testing. There's a lot of BS on the internet that it doesn't work, but actually Dr. Emoto got a U.S. government patent for his method of muscle testing because he presented a double-blind study. What I teach is how to do it and then how to do it accurately because it can be inaccurate. Then how to apply it to determining root cause. And then the other way is technology. 20 years ago, I used to do something with new clients who signed up for a 3-month program where they would go get a reading from a machine called SCIO or QX or biofeedback, although now there's lots of machines called biofeedback. And then I would give them a medical intuitive reading without knowing what their test results were. And then they would share with me their test results and we would see that it was the exact same thing, which was really exciting, I think, for the client, because they would see that from two totally different perspectives, one being basically quantum physics and science, and one being from me doing a reading, that we were getting the same answers as to what their root causes were. There's a lot of great machines like that that I talk about in my programs. Azara is a good one. Zyto, Z-Y-T-O, Azara's A-Z-A-R-A. These machines are amazing. There's plenty more than that. But any technology that you use should tell you if the root causes are physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and what they are. A lot of technology, like a CAT scan, for example, will only give you a physical root cause or an image of what's going on. It may not even tell you what's causing the problem. Whereas a really good machine would tell you, okay, you have these mental issues, and actually tell you what they are and in order. And it can be extremely accurate. So medical intuition is the fastest, but the machines are really helpful and useful, and a lot of doctors are using them around the world.
Got so many questions for you. I bet my audience is wondering, well, listen, I think I need to talk to you, Arno. And I know I'm going to go to your website and get something from you today, but I want to talk to you one-on-one. How do they get a hold of you like that?
I only take a small handful of private clients. I do have an amazing team of practitioners that I've trained, some of which have been training with me for more than 10 years. So if you go to my website, you can talk to a coach for free, and then they can help you figure out what you want to do. If you want to work with me specifically, you can just go to my website and go to the contact us and say, I'd like to apply to be one of Arno's private clients. And then we'll tell you how the program works to work with me. And of course, we have our whole team of coaches. And if you want to do a webinar, attend one of my webinars, I offer free coaching at the end of the webinars. So that might be a way for you to get to ask me a question without having to sign up for, you know, a $25,000 or greater program.
Okay. Well, you've answered. Listen, I'm going to go to a quick break in a second here. But before I do, I want to let the audience know that when we come back, I'm going to ask Arno about the number one problem that people face when they go wrong. Once they start on a program, okay, what's the number one challenge that most people have that takes them off of that program? And I think you're going to be surprised at the answer. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Loving this interview today. I'm just blessed to have you today. So, all right. I've got a lot of people that, of course, I've been coaching for 28 years. And, I've had people come in, they start on a program, then they stop. And, you know, then we've got to go back and really look, take a deep dive into what's going on. From your point of view, what's the number one reason that people start-stop patterns they have?
And are you talking about any program in general or a specific program?
Well, I would say healing their body. Okay. They start on healing and then they stop.
Okay. Well, if they have a program that they believe in and they start going for it and then they stop, it's the same thing as procrastination. There is an unconscious thought pattern programming that's a block to their success. Right. That's one of the things I teach in the introductory 3-day course I have, the Garand Technique weekend course, is how to permanently erase procrastination. And the answer is very simple. You find what's causing the procrastination and erase it. And you can find the unconscious cause of the procrastination with one simple question. How does it make you feel that you're not doing it? Now, if you can't feel any emotion, which is a common problem, then we're going to have to erase that first, and then you'll be able to access your emotion, which is there. It's always been there. It's just been deactivated. And then you can feel how it feels that you're not doing it. So you know that the right thing to do is X, Y, and Z. And if you do the X, Y, and Z, your body will feel better, but you won't do X, Y, and Z. Well, how does it make you feel that you won't do it? Well, I feel like a big effing loser. Excuse my French. Well, where is that feeling in your body? It's in my gut. And if that feeling were closer to anger, fear, or sadness, which one would it be? It's sadness. Okay, that sadness is why you're not doing X, Y, and Z. Now, when we go inside the sadness, we're going to find out it's not even an emotion. It's a whole bunch of words, of thoughts, which is why it's in the mind, not the emotion category. And once we erase that, you know what we're going to do? We're going to ask that question again, because we might find another layer, something else, and then something else until there's nothing left. You know what happens when there's nothing left? You start doing it if you're truly inspired by what it is there is to do.
I love that. You know, in my practice, I've learned that the mind is the cause of our bondage, and the mind is the cause of our liberation. And it's mind over emotion, what you think you feel, emotion over action. If you feel great, you move in that direction, action over results, results over destiny. And so therefore, there is no destiny. It's what we're creating inside of ourselves and thinking this is the way it is. I'm wondering, I know your model is pretty similar because universal principles are pretty much the same. I'm wondering, when somebody comes to you with something like their teeth are rotting, or they've got cysts on their toes, or they've got, is it all the same? I mean, you know, can we go back to universal principles to heal these things?
With specific challenges, sometimes there are specific techniques or methods that are really useful. Like if you have a skin infection, there is a salve that was developed by a gentleman who learned the remedy from an Ottawan shaman. And his great-granddaughter created a business to put this all-natural, edible, organic salve into a little jar. And if you put it on the infection and wrap it overnight, the next day it'll look like you never even cut yourself. Right? There are certain remedies for certain things. Ozone therapy kills all pathogens on contact. So you could use that instead for the infection on your finger or your arm, because it will kill all pathogens on contact. Once it goes in your body, it changes. But generally speaking, when students come up to me and say, well, Arno, I have this or I have that, what should I do? The answer is always the same thing. Well, we have to find the cause. But if I have this, isn't there like a cause? No, it's different for every person. If you have arthritis, or you have diabetes, or you have heart disease, or you have depression, you might have it for a totally different reason than your friend who has the exact same thing. Now, is it true that a lot of people can see themselves off of insulin by changing their diet? Yeah. Is it going to be every single person? No. Well, why not? Because some people are going to have a root cause that's not related to diet. So what's your root cause for your specific challenges? And they can be totally different. I had a client who had a terrible issue with his left arm. First, he had numbness in his fingertips. Then it was his hand. Then his whole arm was numb and in pain. He went to his naturopath, his Chinese doctor, and his medical doctor, and they all told him, you have a bone spur in your neck pinching the nerve up here that's going down to the arm, and the only thing you can do is have surgery, and it's probably not going to work anyway. So I tell him, let me read you and see what the cause is. And the cause was 100% physical. His body had run on high for so long, taking caffeine in and other things that were acidic, and just burned up the minerals in his body. And so when you extract too many minerals from the bones, they start to get weak and splinter, which is what bone spurs are. So I created a 30-day program to re-alkalize or remineralize his body. Now, in the process, we needed to detox more acid, because that's what will happen. You put minerals in, acid wants to come out. And in 30 days, the bone spur was gone. And so was all this pain. Wow, that's supposed to be impossible. It's not impossible if you understand the basic principles of how the body works. But the thing is, years later, his left shoulder started hurting. He couldn't sleep, couldn't do a push-up. The guy is a martial arts master and runs one of the biggest schools in America, and he couldn't do a push-up because of the pain in his shoulder. And he tells me he's been to everybody, physical therapists, chiropractors, nobody can help him. And I said, why didn't you call me first? Well, I know how busy you are. Let me read you and see what's going on. Nothing wrong with him physically. He says, should I change my diet? No, it's not physical. It's emotional, mental, and spiritual. We started with spiritual. We started erasing all these past memories from a long time ago. Then we went into the mental, the belief systems. We erased those. Then we started releasing the toxic emotions from his shoulder. Guess what happened after we did the last one? He said, not a twinge of pain, completely gone. Forgot about it. That was 5 years ago. Nothing ever came back. Mm-hmm. So you got to find the root cause for that specific problem and then use the right tools to address it.
You know, there are people listening to this show right now, and we've got about a minute to answer this. that are just skeptics. They've been skeptics their whole life. They've been taught to be critical. They've been taught to look at this. How can they know what you're saying is true?
Well, nothing I'm saying needs to be believed. You don't need to believe me. Every single thing should be proven. You should be able to prove it. The problem is that in America specifically, there's a disease called unhealthy skepticism where people won't even try to test and prove things. Just try it. All my programs have a money-back guarantee for a reason. Once you try it and it works, then you know that it works. But if you're not even willing to try it, what is the point? Open up your mind and just test it out. Try. I had these two guys in my course on how to erase negative programming come up to me during the very first chance to practice and say, we don't think it's going to work. So we're going to test it and let you know. As if I didn't know, right? And first of all, that's an incorrect scientific study because you shouldn't predetermine the result. You should just see what happens with an open mind. And they already determined it wasn't going to work before they even tried the study. But you know what happened? They came up to me and they said, well, it works. So now we're going to start doing it. So even though they were somewhat unhealthy in their skepticism because they ran an incorrect study, at least they were willing to run a test to see that it was going to work or not. And that's what you should do with anything I'm saying is test it out. Everything I've said so far, I think, is just common sense. It should be pretty simple to think that if you find the root cause and use the right tools, you're going to address the problem and it's going to work right. I think the part that's difficult to believe is that we actually have those tools. Well, try it out and see for yourself.
I love it, man. Well, listen, I got to go. I'm out of time. Arno, I hope you come back because this has been really powerful. And I know a lot of people got a lot of good stuff out of this. So you want to go to ArnoGoranSeminars.com and get those gifts that Arno was talking about. Thank you again, my friend. For all of you, I'd like to thank you for being here today. And I hope that you will continue to watch the show and be able to tell your friends about this show and take your life to the next level. You know, it's all about living fully. And it's hard to do that when you're in pain and suffering and your body's not working right. So let's heal it mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Till next time.